This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So we were at Aladdin's Castle with it was Max, Mangella, and Scooter Braun. We're playing House of the Dead 2. We're at the part like where G is like injured, and he gives us the file where we can see all the weak points and stuff. We like just started, and we're playing, you know, three way where I take a shot, toss. We're doing like a round robin thing where we like cycle each other in after every shot, me and
right.
Max and Scooter. And it's like my turn, you know, I do the headshot and then toss to Max. Max fires and misses and then says, well, it's been fun. See you guys. Puts the gun in his mouth and starts firing. He fires probably 20 times.
Whoa.
And I was like,
had he ever done that before?
He never missed before.
Oh.
So but he looks kind of like embarrassed a little bit and like kind of surprised.
Was he chewing on the gun while it was in his mouth? Like he thought he could eat it?
As it wasn't working, he was starting to like chew harder and harder that like maybe I'm
and
not.
And go like, this is a good sandwich or something?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So he like, I think then it became like, oh, I'm just eating this. It's okay.
Yeah.
But then he was like kind of embarrassed. He just went to like sit down for. He said that like, oh, I'm like I'm kind of tired, and so like he went to go sit down. So I don't know.
Now speaking of him never missing, this leads me to a good question about Max Minghella. Is he hot, or is he a stud?
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, is he so fucking hot, or is he just like a huge stud?
I think he is definitely hot.
Uh huh.
But sometimes when I look at him,
as you catch him from the side, am I saying what you were going to say?
Yes, thank you.
You sort of go
sometimes
like.
Sometimes when I look at him, I'm like, is this guy really a stud? Yeah.
Yeah. And so then I go like, okay, I'm, you know, not that he can't be both, but which one is he?
Yeah. He is hot.
I like that he looks rich.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook and Insider's Guide to Kicking Butt and Dropping Names in the Red Carpet Line.
Back home,
they call us in this industry, we call showbiz.
What up?
People.
Shows, podcasts we're doing.
People listen to the show.
They have their earbuds in, they're driving.
What else do they like? What else do the people who listen to the show like?
Thank
How
you.
Can we make them like this show?
Mm.
Do the stuff that they want. People like Doughboys. They. Right?
Yeah. So they are listening to that. They're not listening to this. What do we do?
People are freaking out about Doughboys. We have done
They're
Doughboys
pissing their pants.
And come back here, and this show is still the same. Like I always think like, oh, we'll do Doughboys and come back, and now we'll be them, basically.
Yes, but that is what I thought was going to happen.
We are still us.
And the second time I thought, okay, it didn't work the first time, but this time I'll really do it right. And then I came back. We kept staying us, and we didn't have any funny good segments that anyone liked, and no one wanted to listen again, and no one was a fan, and they all wanted Doughboys. And can I say, you know, first of all, spoiler alert, we got Nick Weiger. Hi, guys. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Can I say, Nick, you know, I am just such a big Burger Brigade Spoon Boy fan man, and I mean it. And we tease each other,
right.
And we take these shots, and we're cynical, and we're jealous, and we think that all your money should be in our pocket, and you're stole our fans, and we hate each other.
And you guys doing a Patreon makes it more difficult for us to do a Patreon because there is a limited amount of podcast money to go around.
How much are you going to spend on podcast subscriptions?
Exactly. And you guys are saying, we get this. This
and
is ours.
Got in early.
That's you saying, you cannot have this.
Mm-hmm.
But we love that. We're so supportive of it.
It's so fun and I think funny.
That you guys started later, but started doing the Patreon earlier.
And I'm a Spoon Burger man, and I love all of it. It's so fun for me.
It's what I feel like if the AV Club were to write up this ongoing dynamic between our two podcasts, they would say is playfully antagonistic.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That would, that sounds like one of those guys.
Do me.
Do you want
what the AV Club called me? Yeah.
AV Club would say him deliciously naughty.
Oh, okay.
Don't do me.
No, please.
Are you sure?
Yeah, and I really don't.
You
want
really?
It.
Okay.
No, I really,
are you sure?
No, okay, really do not do it. Thank you.
I won't do it.
You do these segments.
But he's got something of a vicious brilliance, doesn't he?
I know that
I'm really sorry.
I know that wasn't you doing it because I said not to. So I know that wasn't you doing it.
But I was asking Nick.
Am I wrong? I'm not going to say. But we're not doing Hayes as per his request.
Yeah.
When you first did the show, you were barely Doughboys, and now you really are so Doughboys so much. Right. You remember when you first did it?
Oh yeah. No, he had not been mixed in the bowl and put in the oven.
Right.
Yeah.
No yeast had been added.
Okay. Yeah. And that's better.
No, you're so.
And that's better. And I've so seen yeasty. Why people. Yes, and now he's got a veritable yeast infection. So let's get down
some
to
of
it.
These segments because we do them for a little while sometimes. We forget to do them again. We aren't really sure if people like them.
We don't know what they are. We don't really know when we're doing them. And then afterwards, we're like, if we had to do it again, what would it be?
Yeah.
Right.
We would have to listen to our old episodes of our show, which are behind a paywall that we don't have access to.
Yes.
So that means we would have to ask people who listen to be like, go back and listen, tell us what our old segments are. Now there's a line of communication open that we can't close as easily as it was to open.
Yes.
So,
with the kind of person who paid for a subscription to hear our old episodes. So then we're going like, what else do they want to talk about? You know?
Right.
So that's a problem for us. So we've paid all our money to you to come be a big segment consultant and kind of help us come up with some new segments, try to remember some old segments that we've done, and
Talk about some of yours. That's what I would really love to start with, is some of your...
Where did they come from?
Where did they come from?
Yeah.
What was the origin of some of our signature segments?
Some of your stuff,
I'm going to gesture to you guys, and then I'll describe to your listeners where they came from right here as I tap on my skull.
Okay, and right Hayes is going to be able to describe what he's doing.
He was tapping on his skull... So I guess it's from in there.
Yeah, from in my brain. Like
so, it's not Mitch doing that. So to me, I always thought that Mitch was kind of the person who comes up with the game.
Oh, right.
And then it's like, hey, Nick, like you know, you're kind of the host. I designed this kind of intricate.
I like to
activity.
Think of Mitch as like a sort of a playground architect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
sure.
You're like a little kid.
But he
sort of sets up the slide, and then you go down
like
it, and
the
then
showman.
You jump on the swings. And you go, Mitch, push me.
That's funny. That I feel like that's kind of the opposite of how it works in practice. That's funny that you guys.
That's not how it comes.
Okay,
across.
So he's designing games and like sort of math problems just for his own purposes. He does not like those aren't used in the show.
I mean, yeah, if he's doing any of that, that's his own. That's how he spends his free time.
Okay.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
But no, for the show itself,
just know he just has that kind of mind. Just like.
Yeah, he
designing,
has,
you know, challenges for himself.
A beautiful mind, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
One the AV Club may describe as intricately twisted.
Okay. And that was Mitch, so that's good.
That was Mitch, yeah.
So even though it could apply to Hayes, we're not doing Hayes.
No, we're not doing Hayes.
So talk about some of the segments.
Right,
what's like the worst one?
The worst one we've done, let's see. We did an episode very early on where we tried a segment called Side of Guys. And the only reason...
Side of Guys.
Side
now,
of
let me
guys.
Try to figure out what that is a play on.
Mm-hmm. I think I have an idea.
Okay.
Do you want to hear it?
Is it like Side of Fries?
I don't think so.
Okay, go ahead.
I think it's... Wait, what did you say?
Side of Fries.
Oh, that's better than mine.
What was yours?
You were so excited to go first.
It was Flight of Flies.
Flight of Flies?
Well, I saw a fly earlier today.
Mm-hmm. That is a reference. That
I've
is a callback to
brain.
Something. It is a callback to the fly you saw.
Right.
Well, and you won't believe what he was doing.
Was he flying around?
Well, I mean, I guess I, you know, I guess that's why we hire you, right? Is because you got all the answers already. But yeah, flight of flies. So that sort of was in my head as a thing.
Okay.
But well, is he right with side of fries?
Yeah. So here's the thing. Hayes is right because flight of flies is not like a thing that people say.
Okay.
So like that's just a thing okay. you just said just now. And okay. so
if no, I got the note. No.
So I'm just saying side of it's a food podcast. Side
you
of fries.
Said, yeah. No. Side you straightened it out. No, Hayes is right. That's fine.
Okay.
We don't need anything else.
All right. Great.
Yeah, I got it.
But anyway, we did that very early on in the podcast. And part of the reason we did that was because Doughboys, one of the original names we were considering, was Side of Guys.
And, wow.
Yeah. I think,
imagine how huge the show could have been.
Do you think,
so big now.
Right.
Mm. If you had called it Side of Guys instead of Doughboys. Because dough is rarely a factor in any of the stuff that you're eating on the show.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess if you include like bread and tortillas, you know, and pizza dough and the like.
Can I just say, please,
mm-hmm.
I said flight of flies. So for you to say it's not a thing that people say, like by definition, you're saying it even to tell me that. So like, that's not right.
He did
so
just say
the
it.
Way in which it's fine that Hayes is right. I'm mm-hmm. happy for Hayes. I'm
and
glad.
it makes it seem like you're accusing him of lying of
yes.
of seeing the fly earlier.
Yes, right. And which I really did see, and he really was pretty huge.
Mm. You know, when the AV Club
and
writes
just
the,
to say, Nick, I think he actually might be lying about it.
Yeah, I mean, I just think when the AV Club writes up the recap of this episode, they might be asking when Sean was riled up, was that a shoot or was that a work?
Now, see, this would be huge because I don't know what that means,
mm-hmm.
but what would be really big for us is if we did get written up in that, and right. we can just basically do it for them, not about me, but like, you know, at some during this, like, say, like, this is what you can say about right. that part of the show, because mm-hmm. there is some reason that they're not doing it, and I wonder if it's because we aren't writing it for them as we
right, we're making
we
them come up with everything.
Yeah, but I think he really was lying about that fly because yeah. when he came in here today, he wasn't mentioning it at like he
That's
didn't say
true.
Anything about it. It's only now that he's come up with that.
Well, maybe it was buzzing around in his subconscious, like give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe it was just he was sort of just thinking about it, and then it came out of his mouth when you put a microphone. You know, you put a microphone in front of somebody, you know what comes out? The truth.
He's saying that there's a fly in his brain, and he opened his mouth.
Ten
and it
wings.
No, I mean, I don't mean like a literally like a fly flew into his ear and worked its way into his brain.
What happens in Side of Guys?
Okay, so here was the thing of Side of Guys. It was just we got a bunch of fast food sides from the same restaurant and then decided to rank them. And the thing was, it was just like, that sounds fine. That sounds lateral with all our other segments.
Sounds incredible.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, here's the thing. It was just kind of, it actually becomes a little abstract when you're weighing like onion rings versus, I think we did Taco Bell and we did like a side of beans versus like a side of their.
And some might say that that is what the rest of the show is.
Yeah,
as well.
Sure.
So you're basically
right.
saying, here's the show where we
Let's
eat the
Let's take a little break from the
where we eat the food from the restaurant
and we'll
talk about whether
show.
It's good. Now is a little bonus segment. We'll mm-hmm. eat the food from the restaurant and talk about whether it's good.
That might mm-hmm. actually be the correct diagnosis for it. And also the issue of if you get fast food from a restaurant and then we eat it on the podcast, as you guys know, from two times veterans of the pod,
mm-hmm.
we try to go in advance because then we can digest the meal and discuss it. And then if you try to eat in the studio while in the air, you got them chomping sounds.
Yeah.
And then you've also got...
Sounds incredible.
But weirdly, having eaten with Mitch,
uh-huh.
it's as disturbing in the other direction from how silent it is.
Right.
It's like it's falling down his throat.
He's internalizing it. I mean, that's mm-hmm. the thing. It's like, you know,
yeah,
it's that beautiful mind of
it.
His,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
He's just always thinking. Always.
But
his
eating is so quiet.
Yeah, his eating is very stealthy.
Oh, I think I found a picture of the fly. Here, I'll show it to you.
Okay.
Ugh, deleted it. It's in my slippery thumb. Well, it was...
You didn't even make an effort to turn your phone around.
Well... Because
it was deleted.
Yes, because I deleted it.
What do you want to say?
Yeah. As I was turning it, it deleted.
You didn't. No, your wrist didn't turn. You were just holding it there. Your thumb went and deliberately.
Oh, you did pick up his phone.
Yeah. Yes, you know. I was holding it up and I had found it and it had, I think, like 12 wings or something. It was really unique. But anyway, that was real.
Now we get to the really
yes.
good segment.
Mm-hmm.
What's
let's
the
get
one
into
that's
the,
so good?
What's the best one you've ever done?
I would say the one that we get that gets discussed the most is our one we debuted in our first episode, a snack or whack.
And I've been a part of this.
You guys, yeah. And it
sounds incredible.
Yeah. It's very, very simple and it's very straightforward. I think this is part of the reason why this segment works. We just get a snack, for instance, spicy Cheez-It. We're just going to say spicy Cheez-It. We're going to open this up and we're all going to taste it and we're going to decide whether it's a snack, whether it's something that's good or whether it's a whack, whether it's something that's bad.
Mm, okay.
It's binary. It's very easy for people to process.
Yeah.
We can do something with this.
Yeah, this absolutely.
Like, this guy's for like our doing a commercial for his show on our show.
I know.
Like, that's idea what I'm realizing like, this right. is. Is like, is that going to help us? Maybe this should have been a private
and
meeting.
We're paying him, I guess, to do.
What we could have done is have this conversation. Then we do the show.
Right.
We use the knowledge from this conversation on
right.
the show.
Well, we only start it
for
now.
Next time. Well, okay, we're starting
we'll
the show right
here,
now.
Yes.
And just, hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, and here we go. I saw a big fly. It was real. And I just have to tell you that's the truth. And we are going to talk about our new segment that Hayes just came up with himself and Nick has to play, and it's on our show.
It's called Snack or Whack.
Yes. Good. Wait a minute.
And we bring in people from the off, like Earwolf people.
Okay.
And we sit them down and we say, all right, is this dude looking like a snack?
Or is this dude looking like a whack?
Yes.
So wait, so you're judging their personal appearance?
Their personal appearance.
Their vibe,
and,
I guess?
Yeah, and we, you know, feel little parts and we say, like, is this so ugly a person?
Mm-hmm.
Or is he looking like a snack?
Yeah, and we squeeze them and we'll get a big fistful of different sections of them.
Do you
and
mean
then
physically manipulate them, like with calipers?
Yeah.
Like you're really measuring them out?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God, where are my calipers?
Oh, yes.
Let me just say this, and I'm not, you know, I know you guys are maybe being a little antagonistic
here,
appropriating the name of one of our existing segments. But I would just say on Doughboys, here's what I would
it's
say.
It's not the same thing.
Well, okay,
it's not the same thing.
Here's what I would say. Even if I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt and say you didn't just
why would
lift
you say
the name,
if food was ugly?
Well, we're
ugly
not judging what it
is. I mean,
people.
A V Club would be describing you right now as defensively being like a total weenie.
You think they'd use that verbiage?
Yeah.
It doesn't quite sound like the AV Club's voice.
Yeah, they call you like a freaking little weenie bitch. For friggin' not even realizing that it's not the same segment. Hmm. It's a different segment.
So, Sam, if I can interrupt you looking up what bands are performing on the Warped Tour.
It's tomorrow. Did you know Hatebreed's playing? And Strung Out and Sick of
Yes, I knew that. We are going to do a segment called Snack or Whack.
You're not going to surprise Hayes with any of the Warped Tour headliners.
Oh, shit. Suicide Machines are playing.
Sam.
Yes.
What you do, just sit and look here.
Hit me.
Just look straight ahead.
Mm-hmm.
The Warped Tour is so old it holds still. And that's what the AV Club might say.
Nice.
Yes.
And, okay.
Oh, careful there.
Do, like, push your, chest. Like, hold your chest and, like, kind of push it up.
Squish it.
Yes.
Are you, like, a cleavage?
Yeah, just
well,
make up.
Don't say it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
But is it like muscle cleavage?
Yeah.
Yeah. Put it with your hands. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like push it together. Yes.
It's not muscle cleavage.
Yes.
It's just,
and
yes.
To me, that's looking like a snack.
Yeah. When he does that, Sam is
looking like
a snack.
But he's usually not doing that. And so then does that make him a whack?
I think Sam, I would say, is normally a whack. But when we help him, he can be looking like a snack.
When we sort of fix his posture a little bit and have him, you know, kind of squeeze his frontal torpedoes together.
Do you guys remember Save Ferris?
Yeah, I remember Save Ferris.
They're playing.
Sure.
Oh, how
yeah.
about that?
Yeah. The dude destroyed his voice.
Mm-hmm.
He fucked up his throat or whatever.
Who, the girl from?
Yeah, they had a lady singer.
Oh, wait. Okay, what's the band I'm thinking of?
Veruca Salt.
Saves the Day or something?
So that was Snack or Whack.
Right.
Are we doing another?
Do you guys want, I mean, do you, like, because this is the thing, you kind of brought me in to help you out with segments.
Yeah.
You're paying me an exorbitant fee.
No, we didn't.
And so I just wanted to say, do you want any notes on what we just did, or do you feel comfortable with how that went about?
You
want
to tell us why it was good?
Well, okay, here's what was good about it.
Yeah.
Is that
the name.
It felt, the name is good. It's the name of one of our segments. I would say it's maybe a little bit confusing because it's such a long road from snack or whack in terms of a snack that we review on Doughboys is like, oh, this is a foodstuff. So you can very easily see the connection, whereas snack, calling a person a snack if they're attractive or calling them whack if they're unattractive, it seems...
You think it only works with chicks?
Well, here's where I was going to
drive
to. Okay,
so here's what I'm getting. I'm hearing something on two fronts. I'm hearing that when we use a sort of urban patois and refer to someone as looking like a snack, Nick is saying that's not English. If you are going to live in this country, you have to speak the King's English.
That's not the point
from the
making.
Dictionary.
That's not what I took away.
And if you're going to describe someone as looking like a snack, it has to be a chick.
It's got to be a chick.
Okay, I think I just
want to... That's interesting.
I just want to clarify. I think it's going to – my bigger issue is that it seems mean-spirited to judge someone on their appearance alone and then to make them – like to order them to contort their body in a specific way. Like I feel like what you did to Sam was a little demeaning. He was a good sport
about it. You think looking like a chick, like having him look a little more like a sexy snack is demeaning because it makes him look more feminine? And you think men should only have to conform to traditional gender roles and just have their – and have a chest look a certain way all the time?
Yeah.
Like how a man should look?
This
is unfair.
That's starting to seem bad to me, Nick. I don't think you want to be out in front of this opinion. So to summarize what Nick's saying,
I just feel like because Sam is
in
a position where you guys are of a higher status than him, he might feel compelled to do something.
Oh my God, because I don't even feel that way. I don't think about it that way at all.
Oh my God.
In a workplace
sense. He's a person.
In a workplace sense.
We're equals who both, you know, have a role to play in the podcast.
Right.
I do everything that's funny and cool, and he pushes the knobs around.
Oh man, Goldfinger's.
I'm there too.
Yeah. So.
I heard a rumor that Goldfinger was assembled by the label. Like, that wasn't a real band. That they were just we got to get on the ska thing. And
they put
three guys.
That was from the movie,
that
too.
That dude who sings in there broke his fucking head.
Did he really?
The Goldfinger?
Oh, he, like, injured his noggin?
Skateboarding.
Yeah, he was doing
in the game.
Trying to do
Wow.
He was trying to do the...
Superman.
He was doing the game.
Well, Guar seems out of place here.
So we have some other segment ideas that we brought in. Do you want to move on to those, or do you want to keep talking about his show?
No, I think we should talk about our show more.
Well, so one thing we were thinking could be cool is if we sing Hamilton.
Just singing.
And we love it, too.
Sing it?
And we just think it's so good.
Is there a take on it? Are you going to do parody lyrics or something?
There is a take on it. It's like, did you see this show? It's so good.
Yeah, our take on it is like, it really is like awesome. Like, you're learning and it's rap.
Yeah.
So you're just going to go like just basically verbatim say Lin-Manuel Miranda's lyrics.
And we talk about the different parts.
Who's that?
Okay.
Of the show.
He's the guy.
No, it's Hamilton. We want to do Hamilton.
We're doing Hamilton.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that that's the artist behind Hamilton, the original lead and the man who wrote the music and the lyrics. Ah.
Well, it seems like we're talking past each other a little bit, but we want to just like, so we'll come in, we'll be like, welcome to Hollywood Hamilton, all the bullshit that, but then we do fucking Hamilton and we're singing it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And it's obviously not as good as when they do it.
Yeah.
But we are so enthusiastic about it.
And the guest likes Hamilton, too.
Yes.
I mean,
and he likes when we do it.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess it seems like what you're discussing is maybe a niche Hamilton-focused podcast, which is fine. That's a fine thing to do.
It's just a segment. Yeah. It's just a segment.
Okay, but to me, that doesn't sound like a segment. Like, we're just going to sing Hamilton and then talk about how good it is.
Right.
To me, that seems like you're... That doesn't seem like a thing you can.
Can we try? Could we maybe just try?
Yeah, absolutely.
Before we're saying that it's good or bad, could we maybe actually just try it and see if it works?
I'm in your guys' house. Yes, you guys.
Did you think
about
it, Nick? Then maybe you want to see it before you decide.
So maybe you can start since you are the expert on this and say, "What's your favorite Hamilton? You love it."
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I haven't seen Hamilton. I'm just full disclosure, being honest. And again, maybe just as another general note, just
so poor.
Well, look, just I feel like some honesty people respond to that. So if you're just forthright and say what you're
and how did that happen?
I tell you what people respond to: Hamilton.
Okay. All right.
Scene flies real.
I haven't seen Hamilton.
How did that happen?
Flight
to you?
Of Flies. Just remembering which band the guy ruined his voice in. This is the kind of content.
All right. Well, look. In any of it, says, are we doing
back
this
Sunday? What I mean, what am I thinking of?
I don't know.
You know, I worked on the Fantastic Four video game. and Taking Back Sunday had an original song on the soundtrack.
I just saw that.
Okay, so this is what we should be talking about. Not Hamilton. Like, let's talk about the Fantastic Four video game. That's what people want to hear.
Oh, yeah. No, that'll be great. Let's be honest about that.
I scripted it for it to come in the hospital level when you play as Ben Grimm, the Thing. There's a moment where you, like, wake up in the hospital bed and you're the Thing. And then as that happens, Taken Back Sunday kicks in and you start fucking up robots.
I found
you have that Ben Grimm becomes a Thing through elective surgery.
Well, no, it wasn't exactly that. It was that he was in space. It was derived from the first Fox movie. So,
oh sure,
not the one with
that
Michael
one
B. Jordan
is canon.
Yeah, the one with Chris Evans as the Human Torch way back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way, and Michael Chiklis played the Thing. And the way that it worked is that they were all up on a space station where they got exposed to gamma radiation.
He's not Chiklis at all. He's pulling them down.
Oh, you get he's not Chiklis.
Yeah.
He's Chick-fil.
Yeah, don't let the last name fool you. No, he got plenty of chicks,
right,
man.
And anyway, that was a tangent.
He looked good. He got sort of the Ricky Gervais thing where he wears tight black T-shirt.
He's looking like a snack.
And he's looking like a snack. He's sort of like barrel-chested, you know, and you go like, is that guy fat?
He's got
a,
when
ripped?
He's pushing them together, he's got a lot to work with.
He's just a man. He just looks like a man.
He's a fucking bowling ball.
Just projects masculinity.
Yeah,
right. I mean, that's part of what we love about Gervais, too, is that he's funny, but he's also like, he's just so masculine.
He's borderline in good shape.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, seriously. And the way he dresses really lets you know.
He has fat in the shape of muscles.
Oh, he's taking his shirt off, too. You can find some photo shoots with him without a shirt. You can see his full torso. I've seen one. He's got a microphone stand. He's holding like a crucifix. Think about that for a second.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, on his so he's in a Christ pose. He's got his legs crossed. He's holding a microphone stand. But scrawled on his chest in red, kind of like a blood-like color, is the word atheist.
Oh, wow.
Because people are trying to kill him for telling the truth.
Right.
Just like they did with Jesus, he's implying, but that didn't happen.
No.
He says.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually got a lot of layers to it, and the AV Club might describe it as really friggin' smart. So,
should we do one Hamilton?
Let's do one quick Hamilton. Sure. Just get it out of the way, even though Nick kind of ruined it.
Look, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for taking us on that tangent.
I found a website, actually, with this type of fly that I've seen, so you guys can even see it.
Okay.
It's like a subscription site, though. You got to pay.
Oh, okay.
Wait, then how do you know it's that type of fly on it?
Huh?
Is it like a preview image or something? Did you notice the preview image?
I think they probably showed a really short preview image.
And then they said, that's how they get you. And then the subscribe window opens up over it.
They just hook you in and then they say, oh, not
and
anymore.
It's like, yeah, I guess I'm done with my like free articles for this month
or
whatever.
Can you browse it on like incognito mode? Do you want one of us to look it up on our phones?
I don't have anything to hide. So that is all settled. So let's do a quick Hamilton and then Hayes, what are you going to do?
I'm going to do one Hamilton and you can do one.
Okay, you do one Hamilton.
Or we can split one.
Can you at least start one?
Yes, sure.
Cuz I'm not sure about much of it.
Okay. Is there like a sound component to doing it? I remember hearing about this.
Yeah. Have you seen Hamilton?
Yeah.
Okay.
As I said, I remember that there is a sound part.
Okay.
So I am talking. Yes, I have seen it. Obviously, I do know something about it. So maybe we play like a sound for me to do a Hamilton on.
Yeah, that's good.
Right?
Yeah, let's have Hayes do a Hamilton on a sound, and then we just close the window with the Warped Tour bands.
Okay, let's do this. Okay.
And Hayes,
I've
decided that I want to cut the moment where I make a mistake about the singer.
Because that would affect how people think about you.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking that as it was happening.
And then
Sam,
I sort of have referenced it again a couple of times, and I wonder if we could get rid of all of that.
Because you're worried that you have sort of established yourself as someone who would know who messed up their voice, like the lead singer of a band.
A band
hurt their voice
in the same a band that would be on the Warped Tour with Save Ferris.
Okay,
can I pipe in here?
Yeah.
My suggestion is that view that mistake as a gift.
Yeah.
Newfound glory.
This is what these guys would do, is be like, if you know what band it is, do a fucking hashtag or whatever, and we make like $2 every time you do it. Like,
well, we don't monetize it that directly, but.
And there's an ad in the hashtag somehow that like.
You owe them money for having the hashtag.
Yeah.
Well, I would say.
That's smart.
Beyond that, it just, I feel like there's. You've had some discussion about it throughout the podcast, and that's been something.
Can we just own it a little bit.
If you know who it is, join the hashtag Hardy's Hurt Your Voice Challenge or fucking whatever, Nick, and we're all rich now.
To protect my ego a little bit, mm-hmm. Can we say that I do know the answer, though, and that I've gotten it wrong just to sort of send the audience on a fun sort of adventure, mm-hmm.
down one of these Wikipedia rabbit holes.
Oh boy.
You ever just start clicking random on Wikipedia?
No. I mean, is that a segment?
Right.
And you wake up and it's like 3 minutes later and it's just like
and
gone.
I'm like, oh,
by.
That's who invented shoelaces. Yes. You know, and it's just like, but I was really trying to look up like who made Velcro.
Right. You're like, oh, what year did Count Chocula come out?
Mm-hmm.
And then sooner or later, you're reading about the Punic Wars.
What year?
I think it was probably the 60s. I don't know. Honestly.
See, and this is how he does it. He's like, now Count Chocula.
Yeah.
Check's already spent,
right.
I assume.
Hashtag let's talk chalk or whatever.
Hashtag let's talk chalk challenge.
Yeah.
Can we just play the Hamilton, please?
Countdown to count, and then it's like the years.
This is Hamilton. This is Hamilton. 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 This is Hamilton. This is Hamilton.
Hey, put down that gun. Don't shoot me.
And then, yeah. Stop it.
Who's
stop
that? It. Who's, dude, I don't like that.
Annoying. That was annoying.
I mean, you know, look, I don't. This is a segment. This is called the Hamilton segment.
Yeah,
just call it Hamilton,
or just Hamilton.
Shit out of me. Is it too late to make our brand that we like Hamilton? Has anyone else tried to do that?
I've seen that attempted. I've seen people.
What happens first? Do you know the guy first? Do you know Hamilton first, or do you like it first and then he knows you?
Does the guy find out you like it somehow?
I think that's probably what it is. Like, he sees his fans and engages with them.
If it's one or the other,
if you're talking about Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Okay.
Hamilton references Alexander Hamilton, the historical figure.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
It's good. There isn't like a modern guy.
Good
Hamilton.
Good to know. Yeah.
But I just want to say, do you guys, again, are you guys looking for notes on the segments, or do you just want to like do them?
Did
and
you
have
like
me?
That one? What do you think about my voice?
I mean, look, I liked it.
Because I'm thinking it's, as you
should
said,
be shorter?
Olden times. So I kind of did like a cool old guy voice.
Right. I noticed that. I did where it kind of dragged.
Yeah, that's true. Do you want to tighten it up?
I think it should be like a third as long as it was.
Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah, maybe it could be shorter, or maybe just rethink whether you want to do a segment specific to Hamilton, which is, I'm not trying to accuse.
And on Sam's end, maybe say he could cut out some of that annoying sound he was playing earlier.
Yeah, again, I think, and I haven't seen it, but I believe Sam was actually playing some of the musical Hamilton. You're playing some of the original cast recording. Okay, so that was Hamilton. And meanwhile, what you guys were doing, it sounded like Hayes was singing from the soundtrack to Nightmare Before Christmas, This is Halloween, but replacing Halloween with This is Hamilton.
That was what they were listening
to. Yeah, that's what that is. So if you don't like that, you probably don't like Hamilton.
Do we know him? Do we know him now? Is it possible that now we are friends with him?
Well, that's what I'm worried about. Is he going to hear me wondering?
Because usually when I come into this stuff on social media, all the people who like it are already friends with him.
Yes, that is what's confusing.
And he's being like, thanks. Right. So now I wonder if we have crossed that bridge and now we are friends with him.
Yeah, they're going like, hey, I'm here to see it. Can I get in or something? But like, he's...
And here's me and him afterwards.
Yeah.
So is there a picture of me
like
with him after the show?
That's interesting.
Does that exist now?
I mean, if you haven't taken it, I
don't remember
appeared.
Taking it. But how is it possible that all these other people did?
Yeah.
And not me. There's like some of these people like looking at like this guy. What like and not me. That seems impossible.
So I have another segment idea.
Okay.
That we might want to sort of sort through.
Right.
And this is, it's basically, and I don't know exactly, but you know how I talked about going down these Wikipedia rabbit holes before?
Oh yeah. Do you remember?
Well,
he's asking
you.
I remember.
What if you go down and you read the Wikipedia of like some of the most twisted like. fucked up shit that's ever happened, like freaking Marilyn Manson or freaking one of the freaking bad guys. And then you sort of half remember what you read in Wikipedia and you mm-hmm. talk about it with your friend.
Mm. You're like drinking yeah, about
so
kind
that's
of like
right. We don't read it during.
Sure.
We have read the article a long time ago.
No, we read it the day before.
Yeah. For some freaky stuff like, so like Cousin It.
It sounds like you're talking about some sort of true crime thing. You're akin to a true crime thing, but what you've referenced, Marilyn Manson and Cousin It. Marilyn Manson is a musician. Cousin It is a member of the Addams Family. So, I guess you could talk about just things that are like horror and pop culture. Or maybe that's a thing you could discuss.
The friggin' Beast.
The Beast from Beauty and the Beast?
Huh?
Do you mean the Beast from Beauty and the Beast? Is that what you're referencing?
Kelsey Grammer.
Kelsey Grammer, his role in X-Men 3, where he played the Beast.
And I'm reading that, and then I'm going like, Hayes, do you even remember like that he had to spend 2.5 hours in makeup every morning, and that was before they applied the fur, and he's going like, oh, shit, imagine that happening to you. That's so sick. And, like, saying what he would do if that was happening. Mm-hmm. And we're kind of going like, holy shit. And, like, talking about, like, some of the darkest, most fucked up stuff. But we're having fun.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But some of it's, like, kind of fucking twisted, man.
And these guys all did very horrible, like gruesome things. I mean, so this is where we could actually help, because you seem to think that these are all like normal, non-scary people when really they have done some like ghastly stuff.
I mean, yeah. What comes to mind is something that Kelsey Grammer's Beast did that is ghastly.
That's not even the best example, though. So let's right. skip
you'd,
that
you'd have
one.
To do some Wikipedia research to find it.
I mean, he's definitely like, he's slashing guards.
Dude, okay.
Dude, freaking think about if we're talking, it's me and Hayes, if we're talking about like Grandpa Munster.
I mean, I feel like what you're referencing are characters from pop culture and also from things that aren't necessarily even horror. Like the Munsters,
okay,
the Addams Family, both comedies.
Okay. So you're walking down the street, minding your own business.
Yeah.
Grandpa Munster rolls up on you.
Right.
And here's Nick Weiger. Here's Nick Weiger. Oh, hey, this is all like total. I'm totally cool with this. I'm not scared. This is just like a normal night for me, and I'm having fun.
Yeah, and I'm happy about it, and I'm glad I saw him. Well, and okay. Marilyn Manson
and there's
to
no
suck his
there's
own
no
dick
poop in
me.
My pants.
And Marilyn Manson wants to suck his own dick
right behind you,
right mm-hmm. behind me, and he got ribs removed for it, and he's Paul Pfeiffer from fucking Wonder Years. Think about that, Nick.
Right. I mean, again, if what you're talking about is talking about things that are real, your idea for a segment is we're going to discuss things that are twisted.
I hope it's coming from a place that it's because you don't know, and maybe this could be the value of the podcast mm-hmm. that people are actually learning about the scariness.
Well,
and
that's part of what I think would make it so popular is a lot of people don't even remember.
Who not only Grandpa Munster not only wanted to kill, but he was horny about it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can I just pitch some like maybe a topic you guys could discuss?
Mm-hmm.
It just if you're going to go in this direction, how about someone like the Zodiac Killer?
Yeah.
I mean, this
gets,
was a guy.
He gets punched by Beast or something?
No. No, the Zodiac Killer.
I mean, that's
be,
an interesting thought experiment.
He wouldn't
if
be a
Beast
foil
punched
for
the Zodiac Killer.
Defeat Beast?
No, I'm suggesting that because the Zodiac Killer was an actual.
And which one of them is like a snack? How is the
relate
food
to
part
even
of
Doughboys?
This?
Well, again, we're talking about your guys' podcast. We're not talking about Doughboys. So I feel like we're pretty far afield from what the original mission statement
you
was
wish.
Here. Yeah. Okay,
now
I
see, now he's
being,
like, okay, let's bring it. Can we bring it back to my show, please, Doughboys? But, like, we're not here to do that.
Yeah.
Right, well, in any event, I feel like if you guys are going, it's
can
a
we
different
plug
thing.
The Patreon? No.
It's a different no. thing. What, as far as the segment pitch, we can try it. But as far as this pitch is concerned, I just feel like you need to either – this is going to be about like maybe campy horror stuff in pop culture. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about like movie monsters or we're going to talk about true crime because they're kind of different umbrellas. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the appeal of what you were originally pitching, it sounds like some of the true crime podcasts that are very successful, that have a very strong and loyal following.
Mm.
So I would just –
Are
you
crying?
No, I'm not – well, I'm not crying.
Oh, my God.
I'm not crying.
He's like
crying about it.
Guys, I'm not crying.
He like started crying about it. Crying.
Sam, did you see Sam, do you agree that he was crying?
Did you guys see him cry?
Yes, he was crying. Yes.
Oh okay, my God, yes. Oh, this is, why is this he is crying?
Truly, this is truly
shut up,
unfair.
Shut up. Why is he crying? That's like so crazy.
Just talking about how like another show is successful.
Yeah, he's like, they're really successful. They have really loyal followers. And he started fucking crying. Oh my God, shut the fuck up. Hey.
Hi, Chef Kevin.
It's Chef Kevin.
Chef Kevin, did you hear out? Could you hear outside when Nick was crying?
Did you hear him start crying about like other podcasts?
Yeah.
One sit thing, down, Chef Kevin.
Yeah, Chef Kevin. We
can we do
had
a segment with him?
Segment.
Is there, yeah,
can
sure.
we use him?
I just want. I wasn't crying there.
He's coming in.
You're making it worse.
He's still crying.
Just want to say I wasn't crying.
Yeah, and he's trying to like clean it
saying
up.
Saying he shirt. Wasn't crying, but he is now. I guess.
Yeah. Like he started because I don't know.
So Chef Kevin, we wanted to do like a little segment where we talk about who at Earwolf, has had plastic surgery and then we do mm-hmm. before and after picks up on the website. And this segment was kind of inspired by Nick a little bit that he was just talking about how you seem like really fake.
Got it.
All right. I think you're putting words in my mouth. I didn't say anything.
Like, he like, said I've, that you seem like a it's phony like the food. And like He's a like, faker. Yeah.
And again, it's if like, you, yeah. I didn't. I feel like if you listen to the episode, it's not. I at no point did I say that about.
Sure.
Kevin. I mean, honestly, firstly, this is the first time you've come up since you entered the room.
Are we doing the that segment?
And
now?
When you listen to the episode, Kevin, we rest should. Assured, we will not include that part when he said that.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready? For a cabinet. Okay, and so I guess this is part of the
who's this?
Sound
is this? This is like scary. We could do this for like our murder. Scary.
We could
like,
talk about this.
Does yeah. this not need Hamilton?
Is that no? Take that out. Sorry. Oh yeah, we're gonna get in trouble, or maybe not. I guess we're friends with them. But
so wait. You guys found that scary? You were scared by that?
So the way he was saying out. It was okay. so like he was trying to hurt me.
I honestly was looking over my shoulder like, is freaking Grandpa Munster going to jump out here?
I would say if you guys are legitimately spooked by the Hamilton soundtrack and the thought of Cousin It from the Addams Family, I would avoid true crime as a topic because if you actually look into this, it's very disturbing. The things that actual people have done to other human beings. I would just maybe steer clear of that.
Or to themselves in the case of Marilyn Manson.
Right. Or okay. Kevin, as far as you're concerned.
Yeah.
Like what he's done to himself is he made himself fake.
That he sort of looks to you like some kind of creature now and not even like a man.
Boo.
And he's leaning into it. That's good, Chef Kevin, to have a sense of humor about how just disfigured you've become through your addiction to plastic surgery.
We have to learn to laugh.
So what else have some other people done? What are some other procedures that people at Earwolf have done?
And we're obviously thinking about Josh here
yes.
and about some of the hosts mm-hmm. as well.
Yes. I would say Colin definitely got plastic surgery, but it went. He wasn't originally British, but
yeah.
he surgery, got that put on.
Yes. Yeah.
Just, stand out. Josh got the... Why so serious? Yeah. Smile seem mm-hmm. a little more friendly, but it backfired.
And then Mike still got his lower back enhanced. Is that mm-hmm. right?
It's definitely stronger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that like
he's
a cosmetic
got a lot of
thing?
Burst.
Wait. So is that like a cosmetic thing, or is that more just for?
I think he put
reasons?
Like hydraulics in.
And I think he's one of those guys that like got in an accident on purpose to be like, oh, now I need a new lower back. And, oh, I guess I'll get like a really good one that's like that's hot now.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
it's like,
back
is that
is,
really
like,
how that happened?
Turning me on when I'm trying to do the show. So that's, yeah, that's some of the ones. But we want to sort
it's
of
like
expose.
Raising and lowering him. Like.
And then what we could do, I think, inspired by you a little bit, Nick, is find some kind of hashtag, and then we tweet before and after pictures of, like, Mike Still's lower back, mm-hmm.
All right,
Paul Hard or whatever his name is.
I just want to take a step back for a second. What is this? So what is the segment?
The segment is called Snack or Whack.
Yes. Snack or Whack, bitch.
So this is also called Snack or Whack. I feel like we decide after they got these
the most popular segment.
Plastic surgery procedures. It is bit like, you know, this is your thing. It's right. Inspired by you and like how, what you do with chips or whatever.
I just feel like when you've got a segment like Snack or Whack, the value of having it be specific to one thing, and for your guys' case, it feels like you landed on, you know, again, this is something where we're going to be very personal about someone's physical appearance, which a lot of people are sensitive about. And I feel like your audience could see as mean-spirited.
It feels like you don't think anyone at Earwolf is looking like a snack, and you think they're all whack. Because you just keep saying that it's mean when, like, it might actually be really nice.
I guess if you're always saying people are snacks, then
the segment is snack or whack. You decide, are they looking like a snack, or do they make me want to go whack off something?
Yeah, that's right.
wait. So it's always, regardless of what it is, it's something that you find them
attractive. I'm turned on. It's
positive.
Just a matter of, like, am I so turned on that I got to go and friggin' gobble them up
now? Is it an emergency?
Or am I turned on that I have to leave and whack off by myself? It's just a question of, am I engaging with them? Or is it something private for me?
Mm. So it seems like
I could whack off in front of him too.
Right. And can I say you have that relationship with food at this point that you look at like a bag of Tostitos or something and you're like, okay, now I have to whack off?
Yeah, come on, man. That's sick, man. Speaking of which, we were going to do a segment where we just graphically describe sexual encounters.
Like real ones?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe not that we're involved in, but just like
you
that
watch.
We've either taped or we've heard about. Mm-hmm. And it's called Snack or Whack.
I mean, again, I feel like the one issue is that you're just going to confuse the audience by having a bunch of segments named the same thing, which is also the same as the segment name on a different podcast.
Nobody listens to that anymore.
Aside from that, I feel like just graphically describing sexual acts, I mean, there's an audience for that. I'm not sure if it's the same as your audience. You know, for instance, like on our podcast, we're talking about fast food, so we know if we're also going to talk about, like, say, chips or cookies, we know it's the same audience.
You still do the main podcast, right, where you're ad-supported, and then you have people doing a Patreon?
Right.
How does that feel to you?
What is enough?
Like, the people who are paying money for this, like, think about your show and, like, they're paying for it and what that means, like, that they're, like, willing to pay for it.
Right.
And you're, like, making them do it. Like, what's their life if they're paying for it? And then you're asking them to actually do it and they're doing it? Like, Jesus Christ, man.
And when do we, like, stop? When do we decide, okay, now I'm finally
and when are we,
satisfied?
Like, I have enough, you know?
Snack. Right. This is a snack, right?
You're saying
Kevin's holding a toothbrush.
Sorry, I'm disoriented. You guys were talking about the economic model of our podcast, which is that's fair. That's a fair point. It's fair to bring that up. That say that there are a small percentage of our dedicated fans who are spending money out of pocket to subscribe. The thing is, they are getting a bonus episode every week. So you can talk about that, and then also the overwhelming majority
He's
of our
crying.
Audience. I'm not crying.
He's crying.
The overwhelming majority of our audience is unpaid. So for them, that helps pay for the bandwidth. The fact that we are running ads on our much larger listener count. So that's the economic model of Doughboy, and it's probably very different than what Earwolf does. But we know that even Earwolf has their Stitcher Premium. Which is its own thing, which is its own, you know, paid
oh my
model
God,
for your back alley or whatever.
So
I'm not crying.
That whole time.
I'm not crying.
Kevin, why you're making Kevin cry now?
It's a pretty story.
Thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome.
So let's go back to your segment. If we're talking about who got plastic surgery at Earwolf,
yes.
I feel like maybe, you know, a small segment.
And whether they're a snack or whether we want to whack off.
Right. There might be a small segment of your dedicated fan base that is aware of the personnel who work at Earwolf.
Yeah.
But I would say there's probably maybe a larger segment who doesn't necessarily.
Why do you want to silence the people at Feral Audio? Because you never talk about those guys.
I feel like we do. I feel like we talk about some of our staff at Feral Audio from time to time. There's Dustin, yeah. There's Yusong Liu, who works for Feral now.
Does he ever get to go in studio on mic?
Yeah, we've had him on the podcast twice. We've heard from Yusong a little bit. Yusong's a good dude. Sounds
you know what fake. Could be cool to make him kind of seem like a snack is you put Dustin in like a French maid uniform and he's Dustin the studio. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, okay, that's such a snack. I got to whack could make off snack right or now. Whack it's for sure. Bye.
I'm a horny girl wolf. This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Colin Anderson, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com. Ow.
That was a HeadGum podcast.